Before we start the podcast, we'd like to thank Mouska Trips for sponsoring the Disney Resorts Kingdom podcast. Mouska Trips is dedicated to giving you a Disney experience before you even arrive at the parks. They try to get you the best price they can, and they want you to have the best Disney vacation possible. So please visit our sponsor, Mouska Trips, at www.mouskatrips.com. That's www.mouskatrips.com.
Hello and welcome to the Everything Disney Resorts Podcast. I'm your host, Luke Manning. Joined with me today from WDW News Today, we've got Tom Corliss.
Hello, everybody.
And from Mouse Times, or the Mouse Times Podcast, we have John Crigliano.
Thank you, Luke. Great to be back here.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
I always love the EDRP.
Oh, who doesn't?
I love the animosity on this show. Mm.
Oh, that's on Tom's show.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Today on the show, we're going to be discussing Christmas at the Disney MGM Studios. And we're going to start things off with the Hollywood Holiday Parade. So, I have not seen the parade, but would you two, I assume you two have seen the parade?
Yes,
I've seen it more than once.
So would you like to give a little bit of a rundown on what happens during the parade?
Well, sure, Luke. Pretty much the Hollywood Holiday Parade is a Christmas overlay of the Disney MGM Studios. The Stars and Motor Cars Parade. There's something in my throat. I don't know what the heck it is. It's pretty much a Christmas overlay of the Stars and Motor Cars Parade. A lot of the cars are decorated with, obviously, Christmas ornaments and whatnot, and they're playing Christmas music. But it's a chance to see some of your favorite Disney characters dressed up for the holidays.
A bit like you can do in the Once Upon a Christmas Time parade.
Yeah, it goes also along the lines with the Jingle Jungle Parade at Animal Kingdom. It's pretty much almost the same floats, except it's all dressed up for Christmas.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Sweetums is in the parade.
Yes, he is.
Just looking
anything
through
with Sweetums is awesome.
Kermit and Piggy Eye.
Anybody seen a bunny?
Holy crap! It's Steve Swanson. What, Steve? I didn't.
Where? Hello, Steve?
He's wearing that apron.
Where?
Would you like some sausages?
But
seen Steve Swanson?
but it's I love watching the parade. It's a great parade. I'm gonna miss it when it leaves.
Mm. I wonder if they will do anything with the Block Party Bash to make it Christmas.
As my favorite quote would say, "Who gives a crap?"
Yeah, no, I don't think anyone does about that parade. It's annoying.
I think we just made Tom angry again.
So, anything else you guys want to say about the Hollywood Holiday Parade?
It's very festive, and I implore you, if you haven't seen it, definitely make a opportunity to go down and see before it leaves forever.
Yeah, you have about a month to get down there.
Wait, it leaves in March.
Until the 6th.
It leaves January 6th?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it doesn't. No. The Christian version leaves January 6th, I think. It's on somewhere on our website. I can't even think of the date. It's only a few days before the new parade starts. It's not more than 5 days.
Yeah, isn't it in March?
Yeah, it's only 5 days before the new one debuts.
Okay.
Yeah, because Block Party Bash leaves here on January 6th.
Gotcha.
Can't wait till it leaves. It's really annoying. Haha.
So you have until March of 08 to check out the Stars and Motor Cars Parade.
Yep. And then what else have we got? We got the Osborne Family of Dancing Lights.
The Osborne Spectacle of Dancing Lights.
There we go. Osborne Spectacle of Dancing Lights. I haven't seen it for ages, so I really can't remember. So you guys want to give a walkthrough again?
Well, since I took the parade, well, you take it, Tom.
Alright, I'll try my best with this. Well, it used to be just the Spectacle of Lights, and then, of course, they made it the Dancing Lights. I believe that was last year. It was the first year they did that. And, of course, what used to be, it used to take place, I believe, was on Residential Street and New York Street. It's now all over the streets of America.
Yeah.
Since they've changed that area. And every, last year it was every, I believe, what was it, 12 minutes? Lights would go and dance to a certain track.
It was every 15 minutes. I believe they've now shortened that down to approximately around 7 minutes.
7 minutes. So now you could see twice the
Dancing
Lights.
Because people liked it so much, you know, they're not going to dedicate 15 minutes, you know, to wait for another song to come on. So they've shortened it down quite a bit.
Yeah, so instead of having to be there for an hour, if you wanted to see all four tracks, which is what I did, you could probably see them all in half that time now. And it's absolutely unbelievable how they've synchronized all these lights to a simple song. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's just amazing. It's like every square inch of every building on the streets of America is covered in Christmas lights. And it runs from dusk all the way to park closing. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. I remember the first time I saw it back in 05 before they added the dancing lights with the music. And just that was like, oh my God, I want to do that to my house.
Yeah.
I think Ricky Briganti tried doing that. So you can go check it out, John.
We don't talk about
that. I want to follow up on that.
we don't talk that name on the show.
Anyway, going back to the Spectacle of Dancing Lights. It's not just dancing lights. Of course, you have others. They spray the Disney snow onto you.
I was going to say Disney snow.
Disney snow.
No, nobody can see Tom's air quotes as he's saying that.
Yeah. Compared to the snow that blocks your car. And
yeah, for all of you who don't know, Disney snow, I'm doing the air quotes again, is basically soap. So don't try and eat the snow like you would do up north. Please.
It's not, John. It is a magical substance. It's whatever's left of the shampoo for Corbin Blue's hair.
Exactly.
Funny.
But also, in addition, they serve hot chocolate on the streets. They open up those little stands or counters to sell hot chocolate and all that other stuff, and it's a really festive event.
Yes, it is.
So what else do we have at the Disney MGM Studios?
Well, we also have the Harlem Gospel Choir that's performing until Christmas. And
what would that be?
Well,
from Harlem.
Well, of course, all the way from Tom's hometown. Yeah. From you get to celebrate the spirit of the season with one of the preeminent gospel choirs in the world and actually share in a joyous evening of song and inspiration. So,
Are you reading that?
Wow, that sounds like it's from a Times guide.
No, it's actually from the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. It's the little, I guess you could say, a little brochure on the back. But that started running this past Friday, which was November 30th, and it's running all the way to December 25th. And it's running, playing every night at the Disney MGM Studios.
Very nice.
I'm gonna say every single time, and I know Tom cannot wait for January 7th to roll around.
Well, I know, first of all, I'm gonna throw in a free plug here. January 6th, the last day they're gonna have all the holiday decorations up, is actually also the last day of the Disney MGM Studios and its original name. And in honor of that, along with Mice Chat, we're throwing together a little meet at 11 a.m. at the Backlot Express, sort of a mini celebration of sorts for that final historic day. But
and of course, if you want to see a free video cast, I will be beating up Tom when I do get there.
And Adam Roth will be pointing and laughing
at either one of us.
No, both of you at the same time.
Probably. And then we'll call up Luke Manning and make fun of him.
Oh, would you stop?
I'm at the Disney MGM Studios.
No, you. And I could call you the next day and say I'm at Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Or I could call you and say, I'm at Disneyland.
Or I could stand outside at midnight at the park.
Okay, moving on.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm the first person at the Disney Hollywood Studios.
Anyways, anything else at the Disney MGM Studios for Christmas?
Now,
usual decorations.
Never mind. Besides the horrible microphone that we've been having with Luke, as Tom said, enjoy the decorations. The people that put them up are amazing. They're like an army at nighttime. They put them all up and they take them all down and they refurbish them in their warehouse behind the Magic Kingdom, and they do a fantastic job. The decorations really make the park glisten.
Really, all four parks.
Totally. Just the whole resort. You know, all of the...
pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's it for our discussion on holiday time at the Disney MGM Studios. But before we end the show, we're going to talk a little bit about John's weekend at the Disneyland, at the Walt Disney
Fireworks, World. And the fireworks going on in your microphone.
Apparently microphone.
Actually, John's in the Magic Kingdom. That's holiday wishes.
Right, wow, look at the fireworks going on. Holy crap.
Oh, wait, I think they stopped now, John.
Oh, I think inclement weather has moved in. Damn.
Anyway, we're going to talk about the taping of the Walt Disney World Christmas Day Parade, and John was there to cover it.
Yes, I was, and wow, this is the fastest I've ever been on a podcast to talk about it. I haven't even talked about it on my own show, let alone Luke's, but...
but we don't know when your show might come out.
Hey, I released that show last Thursday, give me a break. Yes, as Luke did say before, I was there at the 24th annual Walt Disney World Christmas Day Parade taping this past Friday and Saturday, and it started off fantastically. Well, I shouldn't say fantastically on Friday. Whether the weather would cooperate, it was very, very foggy that Friday. All throughout the taping, there was a light mist. So you couldn't say it was raining. It was just like if someone had a large mister on. But of course, they had Patti LaBelle, who came out, and she did a fantastic job. And for you people who've never been to one of these, obviously you sign up on lighthouseproductions.com, you know, and they'll send you a PDF file that you can print out and you bring to the parks with you, and you'll get a wristband. That way they know that you're there for that event. And you get free admission to the park and free parking and whatnot. But the magic of television is quite interesting, because when you see it on TV, it looks so perfect. You know, it's all one shot and, you know, everyone's all happy. But in reality, the sad reality of it, when you see those, we've done maybe about 3 or 4 takes of the same song over and over and over again. We have to keep up the same enthusiasm. They always stress, don't look into the camera. Smile. Keep your fingers away from your face, if you know what I mean. Don't be digging for gold. And, you know, don't chew gum or whatnot. But they don't, you know...
John. Yes. Make it brief.
Make it brief. Well,
make it brief.
Pretty much, just a lot of standing around, but you get to see a lot of stars, and everyone has a good time. You know, just bring some water with you.
Stars were there?
As I said before, we had Patti LaBelle. Or we also had some Dancing with the Stars: Sabrina Bryan, Helio Castroneves, Drew Lachey.
Drew Carey.
Drew Lachey, and Joey Fatone, but we also had Cheryl Brooke there, Julianne Hough, and Derek Hough as well. We had Jessica Simpson there, Catherine McPhee, John Cicada. I don't know if I'm pronouncing his last name right. I apologize, but Yes, and of course, for you people who want to try and spot me, I'm wearing a Stitch pin vest. You can't...
Aches like heck, apparently.
My
and
shoulders...
And Walmart sunglasses.
And a
shirt. The Target. No, they're Walmart. So, obviously, look out for me. I stick out like a sore thumb, for crying out loud. But I had a lot of fun, and if you looked at my face right now, there's some color on there. I'll tell you that right now. You know that. Oh, and for the first time, I saw the. And sorry to interrupt you. For one last thing, what was really interesting about today, today's taping on December 1st, was the Goodyear blimp was overhead. It was circling overhead, which is I've never seen before.
Interesting. Well, that was it with John babbling on about the Christmas Day Parade taping. And that's also it for this week's show. I'd like to thank my guests, Tom Corliss, first. And Tom, what we got coming up on your show next week?
We have another normal show. Of course, this week's show I don't think is out yet. It might come out. It might have
this come out.
This
comes out on Monday, so...
Yeah, I know. It might come out. It might have come out Sunday or Monday. It'll probably be out by Monday. So by the time you hear this, it'll probably be available our usual show. And then we have another usual show next week. And of course, somewhere within the next 2 weeks, the big Pirates of the Caribbean special with Lou Mangiello, myself, John Curgliano, so many others. So stay tuned for that.
And John, what have we got coming up on your show next year?
Well, next week. I'm very, very excited to say we're going to have a special guest on the show. We're going to have the one and only Martin Smith.
Are you serious?
I am serious. So stay tuned.
Oh, you got to have me on.
So I don't think so. So stay tuned for that. We're going to have Martin Smith on. We're talking about all that he's done for the Disney fans and, you know, video production and all the fantastic stuff. And, of course, we'll be continuing our little... tour of the different variations of the Main Street Electrical Parade that we started last week, and I know Tom loves listening to those, so obviously stay tuned for both of those. I know I'm going to definitely...
We'll be playing every audio track from Spectro Magic ever on next week's show.
Look at that, on next week's WDW News Today podcast. Look at that.
I guess I'm stuck with Fantillusion.
That's Main Street. I was thinking of Dreamlights, sorry.
Yeah. Well, guys, thanks for coming on the show today. And, of course, Nick was not here. That's because he's at his dad's house this time.
It's Betty time.
It's Betty time. If you guys listened to the bloopers in the last show, you'd understand that. And that's it for the Christmas show. We will be continuing talking Christmas for the rest of December. A couple of special shows we'll be having.
Happy holidays.
Happy so now holidays. I need to turn off my computer.
Happy holidays.
Take
Happy
a shower holidays. And go to Disney.
Happy holidays to you.
And have a
See you next
Christmas.
Time, guys.
Real soon.
Have a magical right. week, everybody.
Real soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh?
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
What? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
It's always Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
Careful getting home.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.